Accent Cabinetry. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Lauren in today?
He is retired.
Oh, really? When did that happen?
Last month.
Okay, so I just missed him. But who's filled his shoes now? My name's Pete, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm from Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Pete. What do you do? What? I'm the owner.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I guess Lauren had done some financing through Susquehanna, and they're a lender in our network.
Yeah, and we did. We purchased, are we still in paying them for some shop equipment?
Yeah, well, you had some really good lending history with them, so we actually pre-approved you for $250K for some additional equipment and unsecured capital. Is there anything else on your shopping list right now?
Maybe when I finally pay off this one, there's a possibility. But
what'd you get through them?
A edge bander and a Holzman saw.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have any other equipment needs, like I said, or you know, what kind of cabinetry do you do? Do you have any commercial work, or is it mostly residential?
No, it's mostly commercial.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, it's mostly commercial, and it's mostly plastic laminate. And, you know, a casework. So,
what's your typical job? Like more of hotels or offices or?
Healthcare.
Healthcare, I was going to say. You said plastic cabinetry. I was thinking dentist office right away.
Yeah, we have dental offices as well. But a lot of medical fit-ups and hospital exam rooms and things like that.
So good.
It seems to be a niche right now.
Are you busy right now? Is this your busy season, or do you even have one?
No, we are. Thank God, we are busy right now.
Good.
Yeah.
You got a lot of open contracts or bids out right now?
Yes.
Do you get paid up front, or do they operate on more of like a net 30 basis or something like that?
No, we don't get paid up front. It's all based on contract. With the general contractor who's doing the work for the owner, you know, you wait to get paid. You get a deposit, hopefully, and then you get paid based on how much work you do, and then you wait till you're done, and then hopefully you get paid 30 or 60 days later.
Yeah, hopefully. I know the commercial end, they kind of drag their feet a little bit longer on the payment side of things.
Very much so. When you're a startup and you're carrying a loan for equipment, that's
That's tough. Well, if you if you run into any cash flow issues, you know, we could always help you out in that department. The working capital loans are unsecured cash that we deposit right into your business checking account. So if you have a little tight situation or a month where, you know, your receivables are taking a little longer than expected, we can keep you afloat, keep things running for you.
Well, it's always good to know. I try not to stretch myself too thin at this point, though.
Yeah, exactly. I know you don't. We'll approve you for, you know, whatever you need, but we only like to give loans out if it makes sense, and, you know, we don't want to. They're unsecured loans, so we don't get paid if you default. So that's the last thing we really want to do is put somebody under. So, I mean, we're pretty mindful in that department. But if you want, I can send you some info, and you can just keep it in your back pocket in case something comes up.
Because you've had their experience with through the loan we have through Susquehanna.
Yeah. We have your UCC information because you know, all the lenders pretty much have a pretty close network. I don't know how familiar you are, but you know, we work with Pinnacle, Huntington National, a little bit with Wells Fargo and Bank of America, but they're kind of stingy and a little bit bigger, throw their weight around. But yeah, no, where can I shoot some info over to?
You can do through my email. It's MB as Mary Beth Meyer, MEYER at Accent Cabinet Tree.
Wait, it's MB. I'm sorry, totally.
Meyer, MEYER.
MB Beth Meyer?
No. MB, Mary Beth. MB Meyer.
Oh, okay. I completely screwed that up. And at what?
Accent Cabinet Tree.
Mm-hmm.
NY.com.
Perfect. How's Poughkeepsie this time of year? I'm like from the East Coast as well. I used to go up there every once in a while.
Right now, it's very hot and very humid.
Humid, yeah, that's what I'm hearing for my family back home. I'm from like the Jersey, Manhattan area.
Are you? Where
are you? Pretty muggy. Well, my dad lives on 215th Street up in Manhattan, and I grew up in New Jersey, right by Newark. But I used to go up to Big Bear all the time. It's kind of right by that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful in certain seasons, but right now it's just hot.
Yeah, it'll get nice in September.
That would be beautiful, yeah.
All right, I'll let you get back to work.
Send me your stuff. I don't think I'm looking to do anything at this point. I got to pay off the loans I have and keep enough work going to be able to pay off my overhead outstanding. And then I'm always looking for something new so that the guys can be more efficient back there.
Exactly. If you come across anything, you know, we also do used equipment too. Not a lot of other lenders, like to touch that. So that could save you a lot of money in the long run. You know, if you find a piece that, works, gets a job done, but doesn't have to be brand new.
Okay. Do you specialize in equipment loans or just
equipment and capital? We're a non-depository bank, so that's all we do.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you send me your email, I'll definitely keep it on file.
For sure. I'll let you get back to work, Mary, but thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.